I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which I live, create and connect. I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging and recognise the deep and sacred ongoing connection First Nations people have to this land, its waters and their rich traditions of storytelling, art and culture. Always was, always will be. Welcome to The Art of Connection, a space created to explore true connection with the arts and conscious creators in our community. Thank you for choosing to be here with me. I'm Yana, an entrepreneur, creative, mother, and the founder of my own heart-led business, Oaken Haven. The Art of Connection explores how heart-led work will guide us to satiating soulful fulfillment and welcomes us home to ourselves over and over again. Like a rising and falling tide, we explore how we're nurtured by the rhythm and flow of true connection. I'm looking forward to slowly exploring the vast tapestry of connection this life brings to us, alongside insightful guests who are recognising the same in their very own meaningful work. While you're here, let's take a moment to slow down, breathe a little bit deeper, and embrace the beauty of these golden moments, because it's in these moments that we are guided to our visions. So let's trust that magnetic pull that always leads the way. Thank you for being here. It's truly a pleasure to have you. Make yourself at home and let's begin. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Art of Connection. I'm your host Yana and I'm the founder of Oaken Haven, which is a mindful living business. And I'm coming to you live from the driver's seat of my car. This has been my office today, which is quite funny. I don't know why. I just get so much work done in my car. So here we are parked in the driveway of my partner's mum's house where we have been staying for the last week because we have just spent the last few weeks, at least a month, and then last week actually moving house, handing in the keys, cleaning the house, unpacking, all of that kind of stuff. And so because we don't have any beds built and wardrobes that are still needing to be built, we have been staying with my partner's beautiful mum, who has been so generous in giving us the space and time to just have a bit of a soft landing while we sort out our house. And I've been speaking to a few people lately who have been coming into the shop and just in my DMs about moving house, and I have grossly underestimated the emotional, intellectual, physical, spiritual demand that is required on us when we move house. And I'm so sorry to any of my friends who have moved homes, especially with children. And I have not given them more support in the past because, holy moly, it is an initiation and a half. So that's what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about today, and also just a bit of a life update, where I'm at, and where we're moving towards. So it's a very windy, wild and woolly evening at the moment. It's not quite dark yet, but I'm sitting in my car in the driveway, and I have actually just spent the day with Nikisha for the first time in weeks, and we were both working in the shop today. We had the best people come in, and by work I mean we were very productive in terms of getting a Christmas and summer plan sorted in terms of stock, but other than that we were yapping a lot, catching up a lot. We had beautiful visitors come in, beautiful mums with new babies, and lots of pregnant mummers coming in on their maternity leave, and had beautiful Danny from EVCO pop in as well and have lunch with us together, and Sammy, a local photographer, who was in as well. And it was just such a vibe. We just had the best time today. So it was a great, you know, day back, all of us there together. And at the moment, I have been loving an iced latte, which I don't usually do, with vanilla. And that has been my go-to the last, you know, couple of weeks. It's just been my absolute jam. So if you haven't had that, this is a little suggestion. Why not mix it up and go for something yummy? So I'm a bit worried about the wind and the rain, but hopefully you can't hear it through this. I've got my drink bottle with some Hydrolat in it and, yeah, coming to you live from my car. So if you can hear the wind or the rain, I'm sorry. Hopefully in the editing and producing side of this, we can put it more in the background. So the move itself, I moved from Croydon. I used to live on Eastfield Road in Croydon, which is right near the shop. And that is actually how I found the shop space for Oakenhaven in the first place. I moved there when I was newly separated. I had just left my husband. We had just separated. And I was looking for a home for my daughter and I. She was 2 at the time, which is crazy to me. Like, to think that I did that while she was still in nappies is just wild. I actually cannot fathom it, to be honest. But we settled into this beautiful 70s brick home in Croydon and called that place home for 4 years. And it was the house that I learnt to rest in. It was the house that I grew my business from. Oakenhaven actually started in the spare room of that house. And it's just a place that I learnt to be a good mum, a present mum, because I was able to have more capacity to rest and play and enjoy life. And you might have heard me talk about this saying with Sophie Rowlands in the last episode, that Tess Ginnery quote that says, when imagination returns, it means we're back in our body. And that definitely was the case for me. That was the house that basically defrosted me from a life where I was so highly strung, anxious. I really suffered with postnatal depression and postnatal anxiety. So that felt like the house that I kind of came back to life. I could feel my life force energy returning. And to me, it felt like a real, true kind of defrosting. I think if you experienced this before, you'll kind of know what that feels like, but kind of like the world became more vibrant again. I could feel my body more. It was just back in the body, which was such a blessing. And from that space, more creativity and, you know, businesses and my capacity to live and to have a business grew and grew and grew and to be a present mother. And Daisy and I would scoot up or walk up, or I'd push her in the pram up to the shops to go get a coffee or whatever it may be. And that's how I came across Oakenhaven, or the space. It was a newsagent actually at the time, and had been a newsagent since 1968. And I saw that it was up for lease from walking past it. And that's kind of how Oakenhaven came to be. I had the name in my mind from a little bit before that, when I went on holiday to Adelaide to visit my dad. And I woke up from a dream and Oakenhaven had come to me in a dream, and I didn't know what that meant at the time, but then kept it in my back pocket and it kind of evolved into what it is now. And I just really wanted to create a space that you could walk in, get a card for anybody, perhaps a bunch of flowers or a gift for anybody that you knew. And it was easy. You could walk there. There was always plenty of parking out the front, and also keep going and grab a coffee or something to eat, you know, further up the road as well. So that was such a haven for me, that home. And it's kind of like the anchor point that started a lot of other beautiful threads in my life, like my relationship with my partner, Albie. You know, that was such a huge chapter for me. And yeah, it was just such a beautiful place to live, not far from the horses and the doggy park. We could walk to kinder. We could walk on the bike track. We could go look at the ducks at the wetlands. We could walk to the library and Woolies and the pool. And I'll always remember that home when I'm older. Like, that is in my bones, about how luscious and golden life felt in those chapters, which was so beautiful. So the process of moving house was way more emotional than I anticipated, as you can probably imagine. And I'm not ashamed to say this, because I know there's other people that are like this too, and that's totally fine. But that I'm a really deep feeler and I am very highly sensitive to many emotions. And I didn't expect to feel so heartbroken about leaving, even though it was part of a beautiful new chapter for Albie and Daisy and I, even though I wanted to leave, even though I was ready, it was still also very hard. And I just wanted to say that because sometimes it seems as though we should be happy and grateful all the time to, you know, do the next thing or, you know, I don't know, all of the things. But the new chapter also requires grief for the old chapter, you know, and understanding that it's closing. So there was a bit of chaos, boxes everywhere. I don't really function well with mess. I'm a bit of a type A in that way. I really like things like in place and, you know, I hate mess on the floor. I like everything, you know, where it needs to go. But the nostalgia of like knowing that I was going to move, it's kind of like when you have booked in to go to the hairdresser and then you have really good hair days, like in the week leading up to it. I felt like that with the home. It was kind of like I was noticing where the light was coming in more. I was noticing, oh, that, you know, this is our dining table that we've eaten at together most nights since Daisy was, you know, 2 years old. And these were the chairs that I bought on sale and shoved into my car and managed to get all the way home. Or, you know, this is where I first put up the Christmas tree and all of those things that kind of kept coming up for me. So there was a lot of excitement, a lot of fatigue, the decision fatigue of moving. I found really hard, and that I knew it would be difficult, but I don't know if it's the executive functioning and being neurodivergent, but that decision fatigue really kicked in pretty hard. And I just found that that was probably the most exhausting thing out of everything, was just like, where does this go? Where does that go? But we got there in the end, and the memories, you know, the identity that was wrapped up in that house and all the fresh possibilities, I think, you know, started to bubble up and it became really exciting. So I had lots of help from Albie's mom and my mom, who came and, you know, helped me clean the home. I also didn't realize that you're allowed to just leave the house in a reasonably clean, in quotes, condition. And I'm like a high achieving A+ kind of gal. So here I was cleaning it within an inch of its life. But also at the same time, I kind of think, well, I would like a house to be left in that condition for me. So that's how I would like to leave it for somebody else. And also that I feel like we should always leave a place better than we found it. So that was kind of my view on that. But I did probably do a little bit too much cleaning in that sense. But yeah, coming to our new beautiful cottage in the hills has been such a treat. I've really been noticing, you know, where the light's coming in through the windows. Daisy's bedroom colour is called Marshmallow Magic. So it's that really beautiful soft pink, but quite like vibrant. It's really fun. And we let her pick any colour that she wanted for her room, which was really lovely. And I just had that sense that like the years are so fleeting and it's just paint, and just to let her live a little, and we don't have to have a beige house. You know, we can have a house that is lived in and loved and adorned with artwork and plants and board games and all the things that we all love, you know, as a group, as a family. And so that felt really nice to just like drop the rope on that and just be like, sure, you can have an entirely pink bedroom. So as we were unpacking the new space, you know, I was lighting, it's called Byron Bay, the particular fragrance from Gentle Habits. I asked Daisy to come into the shop and just let her pick the incense that she thought would be a good fit for our new home. In our old home, we used to burn Bell's Beach, which has like tea tree and I think eucalyptus. And she's chosen Byron Bay, which I think is cypress, rosalina and sea salt. And so we were burning that as we're unpacking. I got to set up my beautiful mugs on the kitchen shelf, figuring out where the art's going, meeting all the new birds in the space, which was so nice. And I'm grounding myself in this transition by resting, actually going to bed earlier when I'm feeling tired rather than pushing through. And that has actually been such a big help for me. I've noticed that I'm able to wake up in the morning on without snoozing my alarm and, you know, all the things that I don't usually do. So if you need a reminder to go to bed earlier, then let this be it. It actually makes such a huge difference, like a reverse sleep in. So I feel like moving into this new house has been so big, but it's definitely taken my energy away from the shop. And it's been so lovely to be back in there the last few days, chatting to people and connecting with them again. And the most beautiful customers have been in the last couple of weeks as well when I've been in the store. And it's just, it's been so lovely to connect with them and, I don't know, just like help them find beautiful gifts for the people that they're looking for. I've helped a lovely lady find some gifts for her children who are in VCE and they're going through their final exams. And I just thought, oh my God, isn't that just so beautiful? And I think it hit a spot in my ex-teaching heart to see parents so supportive of their VCE students, their VCE kids. And yeah, it's just been such a joy to like really be back in the space and like connecting. And when I'm in the space, there are obviously 100 other things that I need to do, but always our priority, and I let the other girls know when they're working, is like just to create space for connection and to serve customers and, you know, people in our community with all of your attention. So that has just been so nice to get beautiful messages from people to say, thank you to Nikesha for helping me with this, or, you know, this gift was beautifully received by, you know, my friends or family, and thank you for your help, and I'm coming back for Christmas and all of that. That has been just so beautiful. So it's been a bit of a change in my rhythm and mindset lately. I definitely think going to the gym and learning how to lift heavy weights has been critical in terms of my mental resilience and being able to get through the hard days of moving and cleaning and packing and taking things to the op shop and like working under a very strict time pressure. Because I think when we can do things that are hard, you know, for short bursts of time, it tells us that we're not going to it's not going to be painful and we are resilient and we can get through these things. And I think that has definitely helped, even physically, like packing and bringing heavy furniture up the stairs and moving bed frames and mattresses and big heavy boxes and wardrobes and all of those things has been so helpful for me. And I've found that my shift in my mindset has really helped this as well. So navigating this new chapter, you know, I've just allowed some time for knowing that it's not going to be all perfect straight away. And that is really hard for me to admit. I've kind of just had to let the space settle and give, you know, Albie's working full days as well at work. And, you know, it's after work that we go there and we unpack a few boxes or shift them around. Or at the moment we're building IKEA wardrobes for our bedrooms because the house is 99 years old and we don't have any wardrobes in there. So we've got some from IKEA and we're building those at the moment, which sounds pretty straightforward, but my brain really struggles with those instructions and flat packs. They're not my forte at all. I know some of you absolutely love it. Maybe that's you, I don't know. But for me, I find that really tricky. So taking my time and, you know, building as we go. And just like enjoying little moments in between, like this sounds really sickly sweet, but every now and then while we're unpacking or doing things or, you know, putting in the washing machine or figuring things out, Albie or I just randomly will be like, smooch break, and we'll just come and find each other and give each other a kiss. And then we're like, okay, sweet. And then we keep going on with whatever we're doing. And I know that sounds really corny and tacky, but honestly, it just breaks up the day with like nice little moments of connection where we're like, okay, we're doing a great job. We're doing the best that we can. There's a lot of big energy, you know, swirling around with this newness. And it just kind of reminds each other that we're on the same team. We're figuring it out together. So that has been really lovely. And I think also I have been required to hold such big space for Daisy as well, because it has been big and emotional for me to see the house, my old house, being packed up and cleaned and moved and letting go of, you know, my life there. So I can only imagine for Daisy how hard that would feel when it's out of her control and she's trusting the adults in her life to guide her through this and lead the way. So just giving her lots of space to feel all the emotions, particularly at bedtime, has been big and has required a lot of me too, especially at the end of the day when it's, you know, we're tired too as parents and it's a big ask. So just having that capacity to be there for her has also been that next level. But I'm just embracing the new beginnings and letting go of what's not really important and just trusting the timing, you know, that everything will get unpacked. Everything will be, you know, good to go. It's, we're just, yeah, really leaning into letting it kind of unfurl and not putting too much pressure on getting like a perfect house together. Obviously, there's a little bit of time pressure, but it's not like 2 p.m. Tuesday kind of like when you got to hand the keys back. So yeah, asking for help has been very helpful. Finding support in our family members too, like I said, with my mum and Albie's mum has been so nice. And just being reminded of like who's showing up. You know, my best friend Abby has been beautiful in supporting me and, you know, the move. And that's been so, so great. So thank you, Abs, if you're listening. And I think now that I have more space and capacity to be back in the shop, like today we spent the last couple of hours planning out Christmas and summer and all the stock that we want to get. And it's just been such a joy to focus on that. It is very overwhelming. And as a business owner, I'm sure if you're listening and you have a business too, it's all the little things that add up really fast, like even like packaging, tissue paper, gift tags, stickers, sticky tape, you know, the cards that go in deliveries, boxes for deliveries, all of the things that kind of just exist or you think that just are always there, they're kind of thought of in the months before. And I'm wanting to make this Christmas as smooth, as easy for, you know, all of us who work at Oakenhaven, but also for you to be able to just come in and pick something that you're like, great, I'm looking for a teacher gift and here is a beautiful selection of gifts that, you know, you recommend or that have been merchandised to kind of show this is perfect, this is the perfect gift for them. And just making that process really easy and joyful and like taking that stress out of Christmas, I think is so important. So that's what we're kind of looking into today. And I'm so looking forward to just having the Christmas where I know now after 2 years or two Christmases how this season kind of runs and where the pace kind of sits for it. And just knowing like our average dollar spend and knowing the right kind of gifts that hit that mark and just connecting with you and figuring out the best presents for your loved ones. And I'm such a big believer in buying something thoughtful and meaningful rather than something from like, I don't know, online or like Temu or Shein. Like I don't personally buy gifts or items from those websites. But I realize there's like a time and a place for everything, but it's just not something that aligns with my values. So I think buying something that is meaningful, intentional, definitely outweighs buying something just to fill the, you know, Santa sack 10 times to one. I feel like there's way more intention and meaning in that. And if you are feeling under pressure for Christmas, do not underestimate the power of a beautiful card with a beautiful message for that person, whether it's your boss, a neighbor, a friend, you know, even if it's something like less than what you would usually spend, but having a really heartfelt message in the card, I think is a beautiful way to celebrate somebody and gift somebody something. And I think it's probably more memorable than something else that may have cost more, but means less. So take the pressure off yourself as well leading into Christmas. This is the other reminder I wanted to tell you too, that you're allowed to start like buying Christmas gifts now. And usually this might shock you because I am chaotic in a lot of other areas of my life, but there have been some years in the last, you know, 5 years that I have done all my Christmas shopping in like August, September, and everything is wrapped and in a cupboard because you can bet your bottom dollar that I will not be stepping foot in a shopping center November onwards. Those buildings are way too overstimulating for me. I feel stressed, like I've forgotten something, like I'm missing out on something. I find I spend way more because there's just like my magpie brain is just looking at every single shiny object and I just find it completely overwhelming. So if you find Christmas really stressful, then I would suggest even just having in your notes app in your phone, once you've kind of come across something for someone, just get it and put it aside and then write in your phone, you know, who it's for. You're allowed to make Christmas easier for you and it can be smoother for you. And if you find that you need to share the load with a partner, perhaps you can share the notes app, like in your phone, maybe that note you can share with your partner so they know who has been bought for and who hasn't. And there's like a clearer line of communication there, because I don't think you should be carrying the entire mental load of Christmas shopping. I don't think that's equitable or fair. And that's something that I'm pretty firm on in my relationship. It's not my job to spend an extra however many hours shopping, wrapping, organizing, communicating with other family members about presents. That's like a hill I'm willing to die on. That is literally not my job. I've got a million other things going on and it's easy enough to share the load with a partner, especially if they're also a parent of your children, to do that job or figure out a way that works for both of you. Because yeah, there's so many, you know, unacknowledged hours, in doing that work. So I think coming up to Christmas, we're so excited to do our VIP Christmas event. If you're wondering if you're a VIP, you absolutely are. It's anybody that's in the local community that wants to come along. It's on Friday, the 21st of November from 5 to 8 p.m. Obviously, you're more than welcome to bring your babies or children, but a lot of parents and mums are like, sweet, they're in bed, I can go, or they bring their little babies in a carrier and it's just the best time. It's usually candle lit. We have the fairy lights going. We've got some Christmas carols in the air. Nikisha, and last year we had beautiful Siobhan behind the counter so that I could mingle with everybody. This year we'll have Caitlin and Nikisha in the store. They'll be serving you at the counter and wrapping your gifts for you in the gift bags. And Albi will be on the mocktail bar. And if you've never had a mocktail from Albi before, oh my goodness, this is your chance. So he is a mocktail king. He will come up with the recipe himself, usually for two different mocktails. So last year, I think there was like a berry kind of hibiscus kind of vibe. And then like a minty kind of green one. So we had a red and a green mocktail and they were just so delicious. They're served in glasses, so no plastic containers or cups. And you can just have a mocktail and have a yap with somebody else that's in the store and just come and enjoy the evening. You're not pressured to buy anything. It's just an opportunity. If you would like to have your Christmas shopping done, then you can. But it's more about the community and like coming together and celebrating Christmas together. So Albi will be there doing his incredible mocktails. We have Beck from Horribly Healthy who will be serving us dinner and snacks and sweet treats. And they're really nourishing, very clean meals. And when I hosted the Mother's Day retreat, I had Beck cater for the event because I knew her meals are satiating. They're delicious. They're locally sourced. They're very clean as well. So you'll feel great after eating them. And her sweets are incredible if you've never had them before. My personal fave is the Mars Pod and the Twix Bar. I think they're refined, sugar-free, gluten-free and vegan. So you can kind of cover all bases. They're brilliant. And we'll have Danny from Evie & Co. doing some beaded bracelets as well, a little beaded bracelet station. So you can pay for your ticket for that and come and sit down at the table with her and bead a special bracelet for yourself if you're wanting to get crafty and sit with other people who are also sipping on a mocktail and creating a bracelet for themselves. It's really beautiful. It's just such a beautiful night. And I'm so looking forward to the air being warm and fresh and the sun, you know, coming through the windows in the evening as well. It's just such a beautiful evening. So I'm so looking forward to summer. I'm so looking forward to Christmas. I was feeling very overwhelmed about it because it's already October. But then I thought, it's okay. We chatted about it today, Nikesha, Sammy and I. We've got our plan. All I have to do now is execute the plan and start ordering the stock that we agreed on. And there's a few new brands coming in and there's some classics which we're keeping too for the end of the year. And I'm just so looking forward to serving you and connecting with you again after this, you know, the last couple months, which have just been way more hectic than I realized, actually. I do want to mention too that usually I have my own ceramics in the store, but just with the house move and everything that's been happening, I do not have the creative capacity. And also my kiln has been disconnected as well because we've moved house. So for the time being, I don't have any of my own stock in the store, but I've made sure to fill that gap with other beautiful platters and bowls and mugs that you can gift to others or keep for yourself. And my plan is for next year to have a beautiful range of ceramics once my kiln is reconnected, leading into Mother's Day. So the Blood to Bone magazine will be coming out in preparation for Mother's Day and some ceramics from me too in the space. So I'm really looking forward to that. And thank you for understanding because I don't want to burn myself out for the sake of Christmas. I want to enjoy this time of the year. It's my favorite time of year, especially summer. And I want to honor the capacity that I have and I don't burn myself out anymore. That's not how I operate. And I've learned the hard way that if I push beyond my resources and my capacity, I'm no good to anybody. So thank you for understanding. And I am sorry that I don't have as much stock in the store as I would like, but I will have my Threads of Connection t-shirts. I will have my Stone Song necklaces. I'll have the cards that I've designed for you. And beautiful Sophie Rollins and I have come up with a collab, which is a community t-shirt of all our favorite golden moments. And so she's written a poem that's going to go on the back with her typewriter Alice, you might have heard about in our previous episode. And on the front of the t-shirt, she's got hand illustrated elements that are going to sit on the front of the t-shirt that reference all of our golden moments. So if you would like to be part of that community tea, you can pop your pre-order in now. That's available online at oakenhaven.com.au. And there's a reel on my Instagram at oakenhaven where it says on the cover, it says community. And if you click that, you can add your comments of your favorite golden moments. And it's been so beautiful to read all the comments from people that have been adding their golden moments to that collaboration. It's just been so magic. And I'm so excited to see where these community t-shirts, end up, who they land on. They're definitely going to be the uniform for the store for summer. I can tell you right now, Keisha and I are so excited. And if you are a retail space or a cafe or somewhere that sells some retail goods and you'd like to stock these communities, then please get in touch with either Sophie Rollins or I, and we can organize a wholesale order for you. That is absolutely fine. I'm so looking forward to this. I think it's going to have a bigger reach than we probably anticipate. And I, for one, am so excited to just wear it around the house in summer and to the pool and the beach and know that everybody else that's wearing a t-shirt is somebody that also values those golden moments, the ones that slow you down, that bring you back into your body, that kind of call you back home, bring your awareness back to, you know, your immediate senses, you know, like the water glittering, you know, as you're swimming, or that first cup of coffee and you can watch the steam plume up into the air, or maybe it's beautiful cuddles with your children in the morning, or maybe it's watching the birds at your kitchen window, or maybe it's watching the flowers slowly unfurl, or catching up with a friend. Maybe it's a pastry at your local bakery. I don't know. Like, there are so many beautiful golden moments that people have shared, and it's just heaven. It's so nice to read through them. So yeah, it feels like the boxes are slowly turning into belonging at this point. It's like the boxes are unfurling. We're starting to, you know, come into our space and bring our energy there. And I'm so excited to create this home and make it our home for the three of us with this new energy and new dynamic. I'm so proud of myself for letting go of my old home, even though it was hard and even though it was necessary and wanted. It was still difficult to do, and I'm proud of myself for getting through that. And I guess it's a reminder to, you know, ask you, what season are you in the midst of moving through? And, you know, what does home mean to you right now? How can you kind of clear out the old and bring in this new energy, especially for spring? I feel like that's probably something to think about as you go about your day or your evening. What can be let go of and what can you bring in more of? It's safe to let the old go and welcome in the new. So thank you for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you for being here, for taking a moment to connect with me. I hope today's conversation has brought a sense of peace or insight, reminding you of the quiet connections that weave through your life. If this episode hit any point at all with you, I would love for you to firstly just share it with a friend or somebody that you think would really value the topic that was discussed today. And if it aligns with your values, for you to share it on your socials as well, that would be super helpful for me. You can join me again next week as we continue to explore the art of connection. Until then, may you walk gently through your days, staying open and grounded and always connected to that golden magnetic pull of life. I'll see you soon.